I was going to read Psalm chapter 40, verse starting in verse 1. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. It's been a really rough week for me, physically and emotionally. And this morning, I almost didn't even make it because of a migraine and sinuses and everything. And this verse has just been in my head a lot lately because, like, we think about, you know, I mean, maybe we think somebody's pit is bigger than ours and we shouldn't complain or whatever, but whatever our pit is, it's a pit, you know. For me, it's migraines and stress, and, like, the key to that is waiting on God, because he's bigger than that and he can get us out of it. And it doesn't matter if I still feel like I'm in it, if I'm still struggling and all that, but it's like waiting on God, because he has an answer for everything. And that's just, that's where I'm at this morning, that I don't feel like I'm even 100% out of that. I'm in the midst of it still. I still kind of have a headache, and I'm, like, nauseous. But it doesn't matter, because if my focus is on God instead of looking at my pit, then he's going to get me out of it, and he's going to overcome that one step at a time. But we need to wait on him. And I don't know what pit you might be in, whether it's physical or it's emotional or it's mental, or maybe you're mad at God and that's your pit, but you need to let go of it. Stop trying to climb out on our own. We need to stop trying to figure it out and trying to do everything and let God conquer it. Because when our focus gets on him, it's like peace comes, and then we get, like, maybe just one small step, and we see a ladder that we didn't see, just for one step. We don't see the whole thing, but we see one small answer, one small thing that we can do. God will give us a small baby step, something that we can grasp onto. Just read the Bible this morning. You can do that. You know, just hit play on the worship music. You can do that. You don't have to go write a song. You don't have to write a sermon. You know, you don't have to write a book. Just listen for a minute, you know? So he'll give us something we can do, and that is how we wait on him, and then he gets us out. And then he begins to put a new song, and people see that things are changing and things are different, and they're going, I know you couldn't do this. I saw you 10 minutes ago, and what a basket case you were. How are you in this peace now? It's God. And then people begin to see God. And it's the reality of that. You know, we don't have to go around acting like we're perfect. We have to be honest that we're struggling and that we're having bad moments and that we're having a hard time. Be honest about that. But then also be vocal about how God is helping you and sustaining you through that and getting you out of it just one step at a time. Because that is the testimony. If we walk around saying, like, we're wonderful all the time, people just think we're fake and that we're liars. And we are, because we're not perfect and wonderful all the time. But God is always good, and he always has a solution. So that's where I'm at this morning, and I would be surprised if it's not where all of us are at, because everybody's got something that they're going through. So we need to take our eyes off of that and just wait on God. Put it before him like a present. And it sounds funny to say I'm going to give my problem to God like it's a present, but it makes his day when we give that to him, because then he can do something, and he can work for us and do something for us and show us his goodness. And that's what he wants to do. So let's pray. God, we need you a lot. I need you a lot. And I am really good at looking at my problems, and I am really good at focusing on what the situation is and forgetting to look above my circumstances. But I don't want to look at the circumstance, and I don't want to look at my problems. I want to look at you. Amen. I want to wait for you. Amen. I don't want to rush ahead and try and tell you how to figure it out. I want to let you tell me how to walk out of it, because that's where there's victory, and that's what I want. Last night, the question was posed that if you were right in the middle of our room wanting to talk, what would we say? What do we want? And my answer is that I want change. I want something to be different in my life and in our church. I want an increased reality of you in my life. I want faster victories where I look at you instead of the pit. That's what I want. I want to take the thing that you bring as my answer, the baby step, and I want to do that. Stop making excuses. I don't want to keep arguing with you about why I can't do what you've given me. But I want to do what you bring. God, I want that for me, and I want that for our people. I want that for our body. We need to see you move here. That's what we need. We need to see you. We need to cooperate with you. It takes us as a group, as a body, functioning, cooperating, for you to get free. And God, I say, I'm here, and I want you to be free in me. Pray with me, you guys. Invite him to get free in you. Tell him that that's what you want. Because he's not going to make you. Pastor Nate brought up last night how God sends angels, or the Holy Spirit nudges us and says, God wants you to do this right now. He's right here. And we go, that doesn't sound like fun. No, I'm busy. No, I don't feel right today. I can't. That grieves him. That grieves him. We're rejecting him. We don't see it that way sometimes, but God, open our eyes to see that. That when we don't cooperate, when we don't take the step, when we don't speak the words that you say to speak, that we are not only rejecting you, but we are hindering others from hearing you and receiving you. God, please forgive me for that. I just break agreement with any fear right now, with any stubbornness. I don't want to be stubborn. I break agreement with my reasoning as far as to reason against what you say. I don't want to hold on to logic and miss the supernatural things that you want to do. I ask that you would give us an unreasonable faith for what you're coming to do today and what you have to say to us today. Please open our ears, God. I ask that you would just bind up the enemy and his demons, that they wouldn't be able to stop what you want to do here. Because we're saying yes. Because we're saying that we're going to do whatever you want. We'll say it. It doesn't matter if it sounds funny. We'll move. It doesn't matter if we look funny. We just want to cooperate with you. That's what we want. And how awesome it would be to see you moving so freely in a body of people cooperating with you. Because that's what we need. Just doing a format, that doesn't accomplish anything but religion and being boring and people thinking there's no reality. We need you. I say you break the religion off of us. Religious procedures, religious words and stances, that we'd stop doing what we've been told is the right way to speak, and we would just get real. No, we would just allow you to get real with us. We need freedom. We need freedom. We need you to bring repentance, God, and to bring it publicly so that others can get free. We need you to bring healing and bring it publicly so that others can get free. We need you to stir us up, fire us up. Let your fire just come and burn us so that others around us can catch on fire. That's what we need. I say yes, yes. I want you to do it in me. Start in me. Start in me. And don't stop. I want you. Anything you say, God, my answer is yes. 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 Jesus. Amen.